Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today we are talking about begging for money. That's right, you heard me, begging for money. I hear from many real estate investors who are looking to raise capital how uncomfortable they are asking for money or begging for money. Well, think about it. When you encounter someone who's begging, whether it's begging for money or begging for anything, many people immediately say no because begging or desperation is rarely attractive. I mean, think about it. Let's go to the other end of the spectrum. I'm thinking right now of Ken McElroy, one of the Rich Dad advisors. And when he goes to raise capital on a project, he simply puts out an email alerting people that are part of his community of an upcoming project. And he'll typically be fully subscribed within less than 24 hours on a multi-million dollar capital raise. There's no begging. They're simply providing information about an opportunity, and people jump at the opportunity. So let's think for a moment. What is it about these two polar opposite approaches, both of which involve the transfer of money from someone making an investment to an entrepreneur who's trying to better their lives? I would suggest the difference between these two approaches comes down to nothing more than context, because the content of the message is the same. It involves the transfer of money from investors to an entrepreneur who's looking to better their lives. But the context is different. So let's do a little exercise here with you, the listeners. And I know we'll have to describe this over the airwaves so that you can visualize this. But I'd like you to hold up your right hand and hold up your index finger and your middle finger. And I'm going to ask you a simple question. What number, you've got two fingers being held up, so what number does that represent? Most people would look at that and they would say the number two. But until I gave you the context of number, that wasn't available to you. Now, keep your hand up, and I'll ask you, what are those body parts? And most people will say, well, that's fingers. But until I said body parts, fingers were not available. And if I said, what letter does that represent? Most people would say the letter V. But again, the letter V wasn't available until I set the context. And if I asked you, what political statement? Some people might say either peace or victory. Again, it wasn't available until I set the context. So we often spend a lot of time stuck in content when in fact the reframe that's available by setting the context makes the difference. So I never ask for money. What I do instead is I offer people the opportunity to collaborate with me on a project. That's a completely different posture. It's a different context, and it's a reframe of what amounts to the same question, but it's a vitally important. It's not just playing a game with words. It is a completely different context. Now, just like a new context can be very liberating, your existing context can be very confining and very imprisoning. And I would suggest that for many of you, the prospect of raising capital, you equate with asking for money. And if that's your context, that's exactly what you're doing. But if your context is different, if your context is one of abundance, of offering opportunity to people that are important to you in your life, that's a very generous act. There's nothing selfish about that in the least. I mean, think about it. If you had a relationship with somebody, someone who you truly value and they've got capital that they could put to work, and you had a compelling opportunity, something that was so amazing that if you didn't offer it to them, they would be hurt. You have a responsibility, if nothing else, even out of a sense of loyalty, to offer them the opportunity. Otherwise, you're not valuing and honoring that relationship. Now, of course, if the answer is no, the context hasn't changed. The relationship is far more important. Remember, we're starting from the context of relationship, and because the relationship is valuable, you're being offered the opportunity. Doesn't mean that the answer needs to be yes. No is a perfectly fine answer. Probably the only answer that's no good is a maybe, because then you have neither a yes or a no. But asking the question honors the relationship. In future episodes, we'll be examining this question of context in a number of different settings, because the reframe that becomes possible by setting a new context can be extremely liberating. Now, don't go out and start offering people marginal opportunities. That's not the idea. If you have something that's truly compelling, that's when you have the responsibility to offer someone the opportunity. In the meantime, think about the opportunities that are in front of you and how you might frame the question. Have a spectacular day and make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.